Once upon a time, there was a girl, and she had a tree at the bottom of her garden which she loved going to more than anything else. She loved going to that tree and just sitting up in the branches of it. And she found that if she sat really, really still, all the animals of the garden, they would come close and they wouldn't realize she was there. And she could sit in that tree and listen to all their conversations. The foxes would come and they would chat and chat and talk together. And she would sit and listen and feel so lucky that she could hear all this. The badgers would come. They would come and they would talk and talk and chat and chat. And she would sit and she would listen and she'd be so, so happy that she could hear the conversations of the animals in her garden. But she noticed after a time that the birds would never come. The birds that had a nest in that tree, why, whenever she was sitting in the tree, why, they wouldn't go anywhere near it. Because they were extra sensitive to what was going on in that tree because they lived there. And when she realized this, why, she was determined to sit so still and sit so long in that tree that even the birds wouldn't know she was there. And so one time she goes to that tree and she's so still. She's so quiet. And she sits there so long that even the birds don't realize that she's there. They fly up to their nest and they start chatting together. And one of them says, "We must be very careful about the key in our nest." "Oh, why is that?" says the other one. "Well, it's the key to happiness. And the people all want to be happy. If they find out about this key, why, they'll be stealing it from us before we know what's happened." And when the girl heard this, she thought to herself, "I have to have that key." And so, the next day, she took a ladder and she put it against the tree. And she climbed up and looked inside the nest, and what did she see? But there, a tiny little key, a tiny little golden key, lying on a bed of feathers in the bird's nest. Well, she took it. And she hid it in her pocket, and she ran down the ladder, and she ran into the house, and she thought to herself, "I got it, I got it, I got the key to happiness." And then she looked down at the key. It was just this little golden key. Well, what did it do? "Oh, I know. It must fit a lock somewhere. I just need to find the lock." So she ran all around her house, looking for all the locks in all the doors and trying to see if her key fitted them. But her little golden key, it was far too small for all the big locks in all the doors in her house. So then she thought for a moment, and then she thought, "Well, there's a few smaller locks around. I'll try them there." So she tried her key in the little locks in the cupboards in the kitchen. And she tried that key in the locks of her mother's jewellery boxes. But even there, the key was too small. "Oh, I don't know where this key fits," she said. And so, at the end of the day, she laid it by her bedside table and she fell asleep in bed. But as she was sleeping, an angel came along and lifted up that key and placed it on her heart. She lifted her head and she looked down where the key was laid, and just next to it There was a little keyhole just above her heart. She took the key, she put it into the keyhole, and it fitted perfectly. Well, when she woke up the next morning, she looked about her room and something had changed, but she couldn't tell what. She just felt really different. She found herself looking round her room at all her nice clothes and all her toys, and she just felt grateful for them. She felt grateful for all the things that she had. She'd never quite felt like that before. "Thank you," she said to her clothes, and "thank you," she said to her toys. She ran downstairs and there was her mum. And for some reason, she'd never been so happy to see her mum in all her life. She ran up to her and she put her arms around her mum and she said, "Oh, mummy, I love you so much." Mummy looked a bit startled. She said, "Are you feeling all right, darling?" "Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Where's Daddy?" Daddy came in the room. She almost knocked him over as she ran up to him and gave him a great big hug. She said, "Daddy, I love you so much. Oh, Daddy, are you going to make your special breakfast for me?" Yes, of course I will," said Daddy, looking at Mum and trying to work out what was going on. Mum just shrugged her shoulders. "I'll do it right now," he said. And he went off into the kitchen. And the little girl sat at the table. She said, "I love Daddy's breakfasts and I love Daddy." When the breakfast came, why, she could hardly eat it properly because she kept on saying between mouthfuls, "Oh, Dad, you're just the best cook. You are the best cook ever, and you're the best daddy ever." Dad just couldn't help enjoying himself. He said, "Well, thank you. No one's ever appreciated my cooking so much before. I mean, well, of course, except for your mother." And the little girl, she just kept on appreciating and thanking him. And then she said, "Where's my brother?" And she ran off. Now, don't go bullying him like yesterday," said Mum. "I won't," said the girl. And she didn't. In fact, all that morning, she played with her little brother so nicely that Mum and Dad kept on coming in at the door and checking that everything was okay and staring at each other and shrugging their shoulders, because whereas before there'd be fights and squabbles and all kinds of arguing, and it would all end up with the little brother getting somehow pushed or shoved or hurt some way because she was so frustrated with him. Why, today, it was nothing like that. They played together so sweetly, and she was so patient, so kind, and so nice. And the day just went on like this. It just did. One thing after the other. She found herself being kind and appreciative and grateful. And by the time she goes to bed, she's just full of all the good things in her world and how glad she is for them all. And she's almost fallen asleep when she remembers little key. What happened to that little key? And she looks over at her bedside table and the key's gone. "Ah," she says, "probably the angel took it away and brought it to someone else's dream."